Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Top of the hour here this Friday morning. Welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Radio. Glad that you are joining us. We really have a lot of information and news to share with you today. We have a couple of topics that we need to get out as well. Always a lot happening here, as you know, at the Private Officer International offices. And this past week has really not been any different. Today also we're going to go to part two of our very special school security accounts, the pros and cons for contract agencies wanting to get into the school protection business. And there are a lot of different companies, both big and small, that already do school security. Whether or not they do it well, we're not really 100% sure about that. And there's a ton of other schools that want to get involved, or security companies that want to get involved in school security, as it's really become a big business and a great opportunity. No doubt about that. Lots of opportunity to get involved and maybe help grow your business while protecting others and doing a good deed. So, you know, we can't blame anyone for wanting to do that. But there are some pros and cons, as with everything, and today we are going to get into that a little bit more. And we're also going to be talking about what you need to be able to take over a school security account, because not everyone can really get into the game. Not everyone can really provide that type of service because it is unique. It is a specialty type of account. It's not just an everyday account that everybody's going to be able to do and, you know, just put somebody in uniform and we're all good. It doesn't really work that way, and so we're going to be talking a lot about that. Unfortunately, today we also have some sad news that we have to bring forward to you, and that is the death of three security officers in the last few days. This has really been a rough year. We've seen just under 60 security officers now killed in the line of duty in 2018 so far, and definitely this has been a very unusual year. It's not really, I don't think, over. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be a rough year. Right now, we're looking at about 120 or so potentially that may be killed in the line of duty this year. As always, we are tracking the numbers and we are keeping those statistics. And for us, we know that the holidays, the summertime, are the busy months. It's when more security officers are injured and more are killed. So unfortunately, worse may not be over yet, and we have to kind of expect that, and we have to be prepared for that. And so we'll be tracking that information as time goes on. We have several new services, and we have other information that we do want to share with you. Now, I just got a text message from one of our POI members about a possible fatality, and we'll be checking that out as well. So this week in St. Louis County, a very tragic chain of events that led to the homicide and carjacking of a school security officer in St. Louis County, Missouri. Police say that school security officer Portia Owens, 28 years of age, St. Louis, Missouri, was getting her vehicle ready, getting her children ready. She was in uniform and armed when she was suddenly carjacked at gunpoint, and the thug, and there's no other word for this guy, he was a gangster, thug, street hoodlum, came out of nowhere and shot the security officer multiple times in front of her children and took her car. The children were able to escape, and the mother did not immediately die right there, but was able to stumble across the street where she tried to get help before collapsing. Now, police have located the vehicle and have made an arrest. But from all accounts, this truly was a thug crime from the street, no doubt about it, and someone who needs to be locked up forever. I mean, not see daylight the rest of his life. And if Missouri has the death penalty, and I actually believe that they do, this might be a perfect case for that justice, for that type of justice. Here we have a 28-year-old woman, 28 years old, three children, trying to make a living the right way, trying to do a good job, be a good mother. And by all accounts, from what we've seen and heard, she was an excellent school security officer that everybody loved. Her coworkers, the children at the school, and she really is going to be missed. And if you live in Missouri, if you live any place close to St. Louis, if you're in Kansas City, if you're in St. Louis, if you're in any nearby state, please contact us. I'd like to get you to go to her memorial and funeral, which is going to be held on the 20th of June. The 20th of June, and we're looking at on a Wednesday next week. Please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'd like to have a showing there. I believe that her family would really appreciate it, and I know that she really deserved it. In Atlanta, Georgia, also a security officer, 23 years old, Brandon Jones, was working a special event for a former NFL player at one of his parties that he's known to have, when the security officer and one of the guests became involved in a confrontation. And according to Fulton County, Georgia police, the guest, without really any hesitation, pulled a firearm and shot the security officer several times. We do not know at this point if charges have been put against the suspect. It said, the last that we've seen, that it was still under investigation. But we are also following this story, and we will stay on top of it. Some of you may ask, well, how do you get all this information? How do you know about all this, and who's taking care of this? As I mentioned in many of my radio shows and online and on our social media, we do have a full-time news department. Thankfully, we have staff that track it 24/7, 365 days a year. We have people on top of the news. We get tons of direct news wires to come into our office. We get press releases from law enforcement, other media. We get people in the security and public safety business that contact us, so we do stay on top of it. If you have a news tip, you can always send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We really appreciate those news tips, and we ask that you not post them to our direct message or instant message on Facebook or social media. We will see it, but we may not see it in a timely manner. So please always send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, unfortunately, a security officer at a casino in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who was involved in an incident where an intoxicated male was disturbing the public, and they got into a push-and-shove match. Evidently, security officer Bradley Brocker fell and hit his head involved in that incident, and he was in a coma for several weeks, and he has passed away as well. And from what we understand, there will be no criminal charges against the intoxicated male, since he didn't directly assault the security officer. It was kind of a strange incident where several people tripped over each other and pushed on each other, and unfortunately, security officer Brocker fell, lost his balance, hit his head, and has passed away. As I said in the beginning, this has not been a good week or month or even year. This has been a very bad year for security officer fatalities as well as for law enforcement. Law enforcement also has not had a good year. Also, we have to mention security officer Robert Marquez, 55 years of age, Houston, Texas, was shot to death while on patrol of a community. Security officer Marquez was found dead in his vehicle. I don't believe the shooter there was apprehended yet, and we're going to need to check into that. So there we have four security officers in the last week shot to death or killed on the job. It has not been a good month or a good year. Please keep the families of these in your prayers. And remember that each year on the third week of September, every year for the last 15 years, Private Officer International has sponsored an annual Memorial Week for those men and women, private law enforcement and private security killed in the line of duty. Be sure to get involved in those. We also have a number of regional memorial services where we hold full memorial honors for those killed in the line of duty, including having an honor guard, special speakers and politicians, community leaders. And if you'd like to have one of those in your area to help educate the public as to what security does, to help honor those who have been killed in the line of duty, please contact us today at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. I don't know how else to express this to you, our listeners, but for those of you who may be new in the security business, those of you who may recently taken a job at a campus or a hospital or even a contract service, let me just reiterate that this profession is not what it used to be. This profession is dangerous and can be deadly at times, and it's serious business because things happen when you least expect it. Even law enforcement who let their guard down, who forget about who they are and what they represent, can sometimes be injured or even killed in the line of duty. So as we go to this first commercial, I'd like for each and every one of you to take a moment and just think about what have you gotten yourself into? What is this job all about? Is it just a paycheck? Even for those of you who it might be just a paycheck for, just need a little extra income, it's still a situation where you can get hurt and get killed. It's important to have the proper training, situational awareness, and be well-equipped and prepared to deal with the worst of the worst. We'll be right back after this break. You are listening to the Private Officer Radio Show.
Explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
All right, welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Radio. Glad that you are joining us this morning from wherever you might be. We mentioned four security officers actually killed in the past week here in the U.S., but also this week security officers have been killed in a number of other countries, and we track those as well. There are several countries that are on our radar where it seems like security officers are killed frequently, and that's South Africa. They often have many fatalities. Believe it or not, the Bahamas, we see quite a few security officers killed there. Security officers are often injured in Canada and Australia and a number of other countries that we track. So everything that we're experiencing here in the security industry or law enforcement, of course, other security officers experience where they are in other countries. And crime in some of those countries is even worse than it is here in the U.S. So keep them in prayer and on your mind as well, because they're dealing with the same type of incidents and sometimes even worse. You have countries like South Africa and England where you have, and Ireland, they have a lot of serious gangs, a lot of firearm violence in some of those countries. So just remember them. We are going to be announcing very, very soon about our new accreditation process, where you as a business, whether it be a contract security agency, alarm service, or training school, can be accredited. And you might ask, well, why is that important? It's the same reason why colleges and universities get accredited. It's a standard. It's proof that you have passed a standardized method of accreditation, that you are a cut above the rest, that not only do you have a business license, but you also have gone through a certain process to verify that you have the right things in order, that you are doing business the correct way. And it's an outward sign for potential clients, current customers, and the general public to know that they are dealing with somebody who's reputable, honest, trustworthy, and who's accredited. So we will be announcing that very soon in the upcoming weeks. It's an inexpensive process to really show thyself worthy much more than just having a business license. And we're kind of excited. We've been working on this project for a couple of years, actually, and it's almost to the point where we're going to be rolling it out. Right now, if you're interested in becoming a certified school security officer or security school school security instructor, we have that available right now at summer session prices. We recently sent out a news alert. If you're on our news email list, and you probably got that in your inbox, and if you're not, contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Very excellent training, 14 weeks of certification training for those of you who work in or want to work either in post-secondary school or elementary or high school security. And if you want to instruct this to those potential security officers. Also, happening right now, we have a really great opportunity for you to get a complete makeover. Whether you're a business or an individual, we have one free individual and one free business makeover. Again, we put that information out across our email database recently. And all that you have to do is sign up, and we're going to choose one individual and one business to be able to get a makeover of your resume, We're going to be looking and helping you consult your business, maybe reduce some aspects of your business. And I'll tell you, it's something that's really going to be great for you. You're going to have a new, fresh pair of eyes help you to enhance and be more progressive with your business or with your personal life. Be sure that you get that information into us so that you might be selected as one of those candidates. Also, right now, we have a lot of other great things coming up later in this summer and early fall. If you're not getting our newsletters, be sure to sign up for them at privateofficer.org, privateofficer.org, because it's just information, training announcements, news. It's our way to have direct communication with all of our members, all of our followers and supporters, and it's the easiest method for us to get the news out. Of course, you can also join us at Facebook/Private Officer or Twitter/Private Officer. And if you don't connect there, just send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And if you want to link up with one of our social medias but you don't know where to do it, again, just contact the help desk 24/7, and they will be able to help you out. Wow. Always something going on here at the Private Officer office. And as a member, we're always adding a whole bunch of new membership benefits. Now you have about 44 or 45 to the list. If you're not sure, contact us at privateofficer.com. Remember, help us at privateofficer.com. It's going to be your point of contact for any news, information, or questions that you might have. Also, if you are a member of POI, we have a spectacular product that's coming from a new vendor. That's a membership ID card with your photo, a very slick, attractive design, and you can even get a POI member badge, two-tone LAPD style badge. Right now, the ID card is just $12 and the badge $65, and that's a very reasonable, cheap almost price for such a high-quality badge and ID card. If you haven't received that email and you are a member, just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Like I said, we have a lot of things happening and a lot of great benefits. So if you're a member and you're not taking advantage of all those membership benefits, you are losing out because we can do so much for you. Just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The rest of this year, we're going to be doing a lot of church security training, all scenario-based. We have several dates on the calendar right now. If you would like to be part of it, maybe you are a member of the church security team and you think that you need more training. Maybe you know some churches that need more training. Please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We also have online courses, church security training programs at armorcollege.org. Check them out as well. There's a lot going on in the churches these days. It's not all active shooter stuff. And that's why our scenario-based training is so important for these church security teams who often have no training at all. They're great people. They just want to volunteer and help out their church, try and protect and keep it safe. But obviously, if you don't know what you're doing, it could be a very hazardous thing for you and others. It could be a big, huge liability. And it's important that you get proper training and certification. So if either your church or another church that you are aware of can use that type of training, please contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or call us Monday through Thursday, area code 704-831-8109, 704-831-8109. I know, I sound like a commercial. Wait right now if you contact us at 704-831-8109. You're going to get two for the price of one? No. Seriously, if you'll contact us right now, we will definitely give your church or the church that you're calling about a great price for great training. Before we go on to our new segment, I do want to make sure that I include our sponsor, Body Armor USA. We've got what it takes to protect you. Not only some of the best vests in the world, but we also have protective gear. Whether that might be clothing or stab vest or gloves or other protective gear, contact us today, right now, right this second, at Body Armor USA. And when you do, we're going to give you 10% off just by saying that you're a private officer member. All right. Thanks, Body Armor USA. Thank you for being a great supporter. If you'd like to advertise or market and reach your target market for very, very dirt cheap money, I'm talking about pennies on a dollar, contact us. Where else? Private Officer Offices at helpdesk@privateofficer.com or call us Monday through Thursday, 704-831-8109. All right, we are going to take one more quick little break. We're going to come back with the breaking news, and we're going to talk about, at the bottom of the hour, school security accounts and why they're not just any ordinary client and why we need to be really concerned about at least these six things that we're going to talk about here in part two. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Private Officer Radio.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Private Officer Radio on this Friday morning, early, June the 15th, 2018, Oklahoma City. We're over here at the news desk looking at some of this breaking news. Oklahoma City police say that a security officer at an apartment complex was confronted by an armed man with two knives at 6:30 p.m. at the Westwood at Grand Hill Apartments. The man, Jerome Dwayne Thompson, 31, was a known trespasser. He was advised to get off the property when he confronted security. The security officer pulled out some nunchucks. I don't know where he got those from, but he pulled out nunchucks and was able to defend himself and took the man into custody and notified police. They've arrested him with aggravated assault with a dangerous weapon. In Manchester, Tennessee, southeast of Nashville, Tennessee, Bonnaroo, a big, huge music festival that has been going on for 17 years. I remember when I lived in Nashville, the first year that it started. Police there said they arrests and citations were down a little bit from the previous year, but I know personally it's very hard to staff that area. It's out in the rural country. And also, they don't allow police into the property. It's only on the exterior. They have their own security team inside. So, but they still made 226 arrests. They also cited 181 people. So it's still quite a few arrests. And it's always a lot of drugs. I know that there was one fatality at least there. Also, 4 paramedics were overcome while staying in a camper on site. I believe that was carbon monoxide. And they were taken to the hospital, and they are okay. A security officer in Hagerstown, Maryland, was carjacked by 2 armed teenagers. Police say the 2 suspects, 17 years of age, escaped from an area group home. Where they got the firearm, no one knows. But they carjacked the security officer, and then they went on a crime spree. The 2 were apprehended about a day or so later. And they are now in police custody. The security officer was not injured, according to the police report. In Clarksville, Tennessee, both military law enforcement and law enforcement are investigating the suicide of an active duty U.S. Army soldier, PFC Brian Norge, 21 of McKinney, Texas, reportedly stole a gun from a shooting range and then committed suicide close by. Police are still investigating this, though they believe that it was self-inflicted. And in Sarasota, Florida, police there, the sheriff actually says that he has less than 2 months to hire a bunch of school resource officers, deputies, to comply with Rick Scott's new law that he signed into effect, which says every school in the state will have police on property by the time school begins. Now, the sheriff says he can hire people and put them in uniform. It doesn't make them qualified. And so he's concerned they're not going to be able to get qualified people on the school campuses before the schools open. In Colorado, Old Colorado City, the city has contracted with a security firm to help patrol the town area, which gets very busy during spring and summer. A lot of tourists come in, and I guess it's a very nice place, and they just want some extra eyes and ears on patrol in the district, and they have contracted to some investment for private security to come in and do that. In Burlington, Connecticut, the Region 10 school district there say they will arm all security officers by the beginning of the new year. They also said that this is one of the several steps that they are doing to enhance safety and security of the district. They have some other things in the works, but as of right now, they are planning on adding armed security. Speaking of an armed security officer in Santa Barbara County, California, sheriff's detectives there say that a security officer was met at gunpoint during a burglary or robbery of a marijuana cultivation facility. The security officer said that when he went to answer the alarm that was sounding, he was met by several armed men who stole some product. The security officer was able to get released and contacted the sheriff's department, who has no suspects in the case at this time. Now, police in Omaha, Nebraska says a armored car security officer lost his weapon because he had placed it on the bumper of the armored truck, forgot about it there, got in, started up the vehicle, and drove off. His Smith & Wesson 40 caliber, valued at around $400, was lost in the tree someplace and has not yet been recovered. Police also say in Odom County, Kentucky, school security there investigated, along with police, some impropriety sexual incidents involving a school teacher. Authorities arrested the school teacher, Haley Reed, 35, for having sex with a child on campus, and it was an investigation conducted by both law enforcement and school security. In South Africa, if you ask, are there more private security officers or more police officers in South Africa, you might be a little surprised here. Officially, there are more than two times the number of private security officers in South Africa than there are all public law enforcement. And guess what? That is mirrored to the U.S. That's exactly where we sit in the U.S. We have about 2.5 times more private security than all local, state, and federal law enforcement combined. In Biscayne Park, Florida, the former police chief there, Romando Antisnano, and two other former patrol officers have indicted, listen to this, because they conspired to violate a juvenile's rights by intentionally making a false arrest against him. The U.S. Department of Justice says the former chief and his two officers, Charlie Dayum and Raul Fernandez, falsely arrested a 16-year-old that they knew had not committed a burglary. But to close those four burglary cases, they charged him. And that way, the chief could tell the city government that he had 100% closing rate on all burglaries. How stupid is that? In Yonkers, New York, a security officer was stabbed and injured on Locust Hill Avenue at a residential complex. He has been transported to a local hospital. Evidently, the suspect has been identified but not arrested. The security officer was on patrol when he got into a man who did not belong on property. Back in California, Riverside County this time, authorities say that a security officer and a conductor was removed from a Metrolink train after they made racially insensitive comments about Latinos as they were boarding the train in Riverside. A Allied Universal security officer and the Metrolink conductor made some remarks that they must all be going to Tijuana when in fact they were going to another county to enjoy a water park. They were both removed from their jobs. An investigation is underway. A couple in Port Angeles, Washington, has been charged with ORC, organized retail crime, and a Safeway theft of several thousands of dollars worth of formula. Now, we actually see formula stolen frequently across the country. It can be sold very quickly on the internet or at corner markets, flea markets, and so forth. A lot of stores actually have begun locking up the formula, baby formula, because it is stolen so often. In Turlock, California, a security officer at a shopping center was assaulted while trying to escort Jose Perez Gonzalez, 37, off the property. The man turned on the security officer with a weapon and assaulted him. Police were able to be summoned. They got there quick enough to take the suspect into custody, and the security officer had some minor injuries. In Clifton, New Jersey, you may have heard about this one, two 17-year-old boys were caught trying to steal $92,000 worth of jewelry from the Costco there. Officers arrived at the store, they say, at about 8:45 p.m. when the LP agents called them to let them know that they had these two suspects detained. Law enforcement determined that the suspects had attempted to flee out the emergency exit with a box of jewelry worth $92,000, and they've been taken into custody. In Nassau, Bahama, we just talked about how crimes are occurring and security officers being killed in other countries. A security officer was found dead yesterday behind a school. Authorities there say that police responded to a possible burglary at the school where they found the security officer dead behind the A&F elderly Adderley Junior High School. He was found shot and killed. No suspects in custody in that situation. Security guard and bar patrons in Memphis, Tennessee, had a good old brawl there at the bar. And guess what? Both the security officer and the two people that he was trying to escort off the property were arrested. It comes to find out now, the security officer was already wanted on several warrants, and they were all taken into custody for that little situation. Yeah, if you're going to work security, you probably don't have any kind of criminal record or warrants out for you. It just doesn't work well. And as you can see, the news goes on and on and on and on. Every single week, we have no shortage of the news. Thank goodness we have a lot of our membership and a lot of our followers who love the news. They love to see what's happening out there. And a lot of companies use it as part of their training curriculum and material. It's always good to stay on top of current events, find out not only about the news, but current legislative actions, new laws, progressive training, legislative requirements for the security industry, lawsuits, and so much more. So be sure to sign up for our news today at privateofficer.org. We always tell folks that we love to announce their birthdays, anniversaries, promotions. So if you'd like to have us do that, just send us your information to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you have some breaking news, you can always send that to us as well. And just this past week, one of our members from New Orleans, Louisiana, not only sent us a news tip, but it was a news tip where he was interviewed for a particular news item where crime had taken place in his vicinity, and he recorded it on his cell phone, and he was talking about teenagers and crime effects and how juvenile crime is rising not only in New Orleans but also in other cities as well. So if you're involved in a news situation, or you've been interviewed on a radio station or TV station in your area, please be sure to send that to us, whether you are a member or not. We really would definitely appreciate to see that, and we'll definitely share it with our listeners and our members and followers. Today, we're going to talk about something I take very serious, and that's providing above average service, whether that be at a restaurant or an office or a cleaning company or a mall, whatever it might be, but especially when it comes to the safety of people, and especially when those people are children. So I want to get into our topic today about protecting schools and how just being a security firm and providing a body in a uniform just won't cut it. So when we come back from this last break, we are going to talk just about that, security contracts, the pros and cons of being a provider of school security. Don't go away. We're coming right back here on the Private Officer Radio. Thank you for listening, and don't go away. We'll talk to you here shortly.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Radio. Today, we're talking about school security and about those security firms, those private security companies who are providing or looking to provide services to various school districts and school systems across the country as many schools are stepping up their security. Now, last week, we really did talk quite a bit about the training, about the recruiting, even about the lack of equipment. And today, really, I want to talk more about the communication needs. We want to address coordination and overwatch because these are very important to establish before you even think about taking over that school security contract. We've noticed, and I think we touched on this in the last episode, that many security offices across the country are poorly equipped. They almost never have two-way radio communication with the central dispatch or even their coworkers. They oftentimes rely on their cell phones. And I know that you're thinking, well, you know, we're going to get this contract and they're going to have a two-way radio that, you know, somebody probably in the office is going to monitor, or maybe some other school security or resource officer or staff will be linked up to their two-way radio. And that's true. Hopefully they will have some type of communication. But you want to make sure that those things are in place as part of the contract. You don't want to leave your people willy-nilly out there without two-way communication, because not only the active shooter perspective, you know, there's always going to be a prospect of other crimes and emergencies and situations happening. We want to make sure that officers have that communication, that they can call backup if there's a fight in the cafeteria, if there's a suspicious person coming onto the property, if there's someone with a gun, if they have somebody detained, whatever it might be. Make sure that two-way radio is set up and that you have proper communication with staff, with the office, and with a SRO if you have one on the property. But lack of equipment and lack of communication is really something that we see frequently on all sorts of accounts. And here at the school, we cannot leave these officers alone without the proper equipment, without the proper communication, and hope for the best. Because obviously anything can go wrong. These are very fluid situations. Active shooters, emergencies, medical emergencies, fights, they all demand instant communication, and you need to have a central dispatch or some type of command or communication center that's monitoring them, especially if you have multiple schools. Get your own communication center set up, especially if you have three or four or the whole school district. Put one communication center together, staff it during the day, and that way you have your own relays, you have your own communication, and you don't have to depend on office staff or teachers or other volunteers to man those two-way radios. This is a matter of life and death, especially during an active shooter situation. Another concern when we're taking over school security is really the lack of coordination. Coordination in any emergency, especially one involving a shooting or a firearm incident or other true emergency, is essential to ensure that all responding resources, especially armed law enforcement, is aware of everything that's happening on the property. And if they're responding to an active shooter, we want to make sure that they know where the security officer is located to avoid any misrecognition. We don't want any crossfire or friendly fire. We want to coordinate all of our efforts, and this is where that central dispatch or communication center would come in. We want to coordinate all of the movement with purpose and objectives, and we want to rely on standard information that's relayed through radio communication and command centers, just like any command structure is set up. If you have done the ICS or any of the command structure programs and courses, then you know that it's important that we have everybody on the same page. We don't want any conflicts. We don't want any conflicting information. We don't want any conflicting instructions to be passed along. We want to make sure that all the resources are all together, that can talk, they can be on the same command channel. We want to make sure that there's no redundancy in the efforts or communication, and that everybody's on the same page, and we can only do that through coordination. That's why in every school, whether they have a school resource officer with the school security staff or not, we need to have our own communications set up. Whoever's overseeing your school security accounts, especially if you have multiple accounts, should have a two-way radio himself or herself. They should have constant communication with their staff when they're on duty. And I'll guarantee right now that most do not have that communication. We have to have overwatch on school security accounts. Like I've said, this is not like just any old account. This is not just putting somebody in a uniform out at the mall, the factory, or some office complex. This is a high priority, high profile type of business. This account needs our full attention every single day. We can't leave it up to the employees. We can't just say, well, I've got a good person assigned out there, he'll take care of it. No, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, some security companies don't ever have a roving patrol. They don't ever have somebody spot checking. They don't ever go in themselves and check out their site. All they worry about is when the billing time comes, when the invoice should be sent out, to make sure it's done and get that out there so we can collect that money. School security accounts require our utmost attention all the time, because otherwise things can go terribly wrong, people can be hurt, and we can lose the account without even blinking. Private security firms can definitely handle the security of school systems, whether that be one school or a whole system of 20 or 30 locations. But they have to be organized, coordinated. They must have details in place. They must have a response to various emergencies and situations in place. They must have communications. They must have a standard of hiring, training, and overwatch. Without it, the account will not work well, and someone could be really seriously injured or even killed. There's a lot more information at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com, and you can take our certifications at armorcollege.org or give us a call today, 804-290-4388. That's all for this week's Private Officer Radio. We hope that you have taken some of this information to heart and that you've written down some details. And, of course, contact us if you need further assistance. Until the next time, as always, be blessed, be safe, and we'll catch you right back here on the radio.